Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria in Johannesburg vandag op na 21 te Nien, 'n lekker warm 28 grade Celsius. Ons begin met die brandstofpryse in die soeklig. Die departement van minerale hulpbronne het nog nie aangekondig presies wat ons van middernag af gaan betaal vir brandstof vir die volgende maand nie. Die prys sal die nuwe brandstofheffing insluit, 16 sent ekstra per liter vir petrol en 14 sent ekstra vir diesel. Maar die EFF gaan vandag na die Wes-Kaapse Hooggeregshof toe hieroor. Regskenner Sunil Singh verduidelik die impak van die stygende brandstofheffing.
The impact would be less felt because of the fuel price decreasing. That's going to be a balancing act between obviously the regulator of the fuel price and obviously the fuel levy.
In Gauteng skok oor 'n reeks moorde op kinders en vroue. Hierdie storie kom met 'n waarskuwing vir sensitiewe luisteraars. Nasionale polisie se okkult eenheid ondersoek die gruwelmoord op 'n 14-jarige meisie. Lugana Vosse se liggaam is in Lombardy Wes in Johannesburg gekry met haar privaat dele verwyder. Mangalisa Kumalo het meer.
Deputy Police Minister Paul Bushilo said yesterday the SAPS occult unit investigates all cases where body parts are removed from victims for reasons including a hate crime or for murder purposes. Investigators are following up the possibility that 14-year-old Fosse was targeted for her sexuality. This while, in another case, a 27-year-old man has been arrested for killing his girlfriend and hiding her body under his bed at his house in Pretoria in Soweto. Bushilo says the ongoing targeting of women, young girls and vulnerable groups remain a concern, and this fight is a national priority. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
In internationale nuus skop 'n nuwe ondersoek vandag in Portugal af vir die vermiste Madeleine McCann, 18 jaar nadat sy spoorloos verdwyn het. Sy was 3 jaar toe sy vermis geraak het terwyl sy saam met haar Britse familie vakansie gehou het by die Praia da Luz oord. Dis deel van 'n voorlopige ondersoek wat die week gedoen word en deur Duitse owerhede aangevra is na Christian Brückner, wat daarvan verdink word dat hy McCann vermoor het. En terug in Suid-Afrika, polisiebeampte van KwaZulu-Natal staar 'n interne dissiplinêre verhoor in die gesig nadat hy vir filmis terwyl hy 'n SAPS motor gery het sonder 'n deur aan die bestuurderskant. Die video het sosiale media aan die brand reg oor die land. Die provinsiale polisiewoordvoerder Robert Nechunda sê die polisiepatrollievoertuig van die Durban Sentraal Polisiestasie was in 'n ongeluk en die deur moes afgesny word om 'n vroue polisiebeampte uit te kry. Die beampte het protokol verbreek deur die motor terug na die stasie toe te ry.
Endangering his life and putting the name and the image of the SAPS into dispute. Although the vehicle was being escorted by another blue light vehicle, which the video does not show, the fact remains that the vehicle was not supposed to be driven in such an unroadworthy condition.
Die video van die ryende, deurlose polisiekar is op ons nuusblok. Ek skryf dat Suza looking at the top story of the hour. The EFF is heading to the High Court in the Western Cape today over the increase in the fuel levy.
Thank you so much, Hannah D'Souza. 2 minutes past nine at the Work Zone, Jacaranda FM. You can find our news on news and sport on our lekker website, jacarandafm.com. My name's Ilana Afrika Brerenkamp, and this morning the Work Zone has been given the opportunity to make change outside of our studio. You can hear things sound different because we are probably in the most exciting, most secure environment, and I would like you to be my guest today. So a warm welcome to Securex South Africa, AOSH Expo, Facilities Management Expo and Fire Expo. Die opgewonde deel van hierdie hele, kom ons noem het 'n uitstalling. Sjoe, dis mooi. Apart from all the seminars and things that are happening on the ground, because I just realized that they're going to do a canine demonstration here as well. Just remind me not to touch the dogs, team, because, you know, it's a thing. This is the one destination for four sectors. So Securex South Africa, AOSH Expo, Facilities Management Expo, and Fire Expo, they run side by side, and they really offer an unmatched